The prospect of a double dissolution election is firmly back on the agenda if the federal government wants to repeal the carbon tax before next July. Labor has decided it'll only support the repeal if the tax is replaced with an emissions trading scheme, and there's no sign that the government will agree to that. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley.
The opposition leader Bill Shorten announced Labor's position after a shadow cabinet meeting in Canberra.
We will make our decisions based upon terminating the carbon tax and having an effective, efficient emissions trading system as we promised before the last election.
He drew a swift response from the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt.
We will not stop until the carbon tax is repealed. Let's see what the Labor Party actually does in the Parliament.
Labor's position leaves some wriggle room, but not much. And now the Greens leader, Christine Milne, has confirmed that her party won't be supporting the government's repeal legislation or Labor's proposed amendments.
Labor knows as well as I do that we have an emissions trading scheme already legislated. It is the law in Australia. It's operating with a fixed price and will go to a flexible price. What people who care about climate change want to hear is that there is a serious effort in the federal parliament to maintain the only scheme we have, which is bringing down emissions. And that's especially in the week when the scientists are telling us that we have to do much more than we're already doing.
If Labor, though, moved an amendment which brought forward the move to the floating price, say, until the 1st of January or something like that, is that something that you would consider?
The Greens have made it perfectly clear we will reject any attempt to repeal the clean energy package. Labor isn't even clear itself on what its amendments may or may not be. It hasn't said what the target it would want in the bill to be either.
Labor's stance and the Greens' ongoing resistance means in all likelihood the government will have to wait until the new Senate sits next July to pass the repeal bill or risk going to a double dissolution election before then. That prospect doesn't bother Christine Milne.
I don't think he would have the courage to go to a double dissolution. There are plenty of governments who've had the triggers and not gone to a double dissolution, and I think Tony Abbott would not have the courage to do it, frankly.
But industry is again growing weary of the politics.
It just means that for business we have more uncertainty ahead.
Innes Willox is the chief executive of the Australian Industry Group. He says on one hand it's positive that Labor would consider supporting the repeal, but he thinks its conditions for doing so are unrealistic.
I think the last thing the business community wants to see is that this debate roll on for another 18 months or so with continued uncertainty around carbon policy. We've had to tolerate this for a very long time, and it's crueled investment in Australia. So the quicker we get some resolution to it and hopefully some bipartisanship, the better.
But so far, there's little sign of that.
Naomi Woodley with that report.